Sab, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm quite good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, the male contraceptive pill, it's a very exciting prospect. How exactly is your team aiming to achieve this without the use of hormones?
Okay, so just prior to ejaculation, what needs to happen is the sperm needs to move from its storage site to where it needs to go to be ejaculated out of the body. So we're going to interrupt the message from the brain to move the sperm from the storage site to where it needs to go.
Right, that seems so simple, but what kind of complications are there to do this?
Well, it is fairly simple in theory. So what we need to do is when the brain tells the muscle to contract to move the sperm on, it usually sends a chemical messenger or two chemical messengers from a nerve to that particular muscle, and we're just going to interrupt that chemical messenger so it doesn't reach the muscle.
Right. Now, why has the use of hormones been so problematic for other research teams working towards a male pill?
I think most of them are trying to sort of mimic what's already been successful in women. So that's why they've gone for the hormones, to try and interrupt sperm production, whereas we're doing it different. We've got a different strategy because we want to avoid the hormonal side effects that usually occur.
Right, and how far away is this research from moving into human trials?
It's still a fair way off because we need two chemicals. One of them is already available and is used as a medicine with men, and it's been proven safe and effective, but we need to make the other one. So we're still on the drug discovery pathway.
Right. Now, if you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're talking about some promising developments towards the creation of a male contraceptive pill. We're talking to the lead researcher of this project, Dr. Sab Ventura from Monash University. Now, Sab, new funding from the Male Contraceptive Initiative has allowed your team to move into this next phase of drug development. Are you confident that this pill will be able to stand up to testing?
Yes, we are. We think it's a strategy which is likely to be successful and likely to be tolerable in men because of the non-hormonal nature of it.
Right. And with all things considered, how far away do you think this is a reality to be commercially available?
More than a question of time, it's more a question about money. So the faster or the more money that we have to be able to put into this project, the faster things will happen. I mean, if we were a big pharmaceutical company, they might have 20, 30, 50 people working on this particular project. At the moment, we've only got enough money to have one or two people working on it. So more money, faster progress.
And how will you potentially be able to get funding to make it commercially available?
We eventually do need to get a big pharmaceutical company on board. So we need to progress it to a certain point where the pharmaceutical company says, okay, this looks like it's going to be viable and it looks like it's something that's going to take off, so we can come in here. We just need to get to that point.
Right. Well, hopefully something does happen very soon. It seems like a really important development. Sab, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for your interest.